While we listen to the last 3.5 minutes or so of this, let's get a bit more information about the Silo, about the project. This is, of course, the Silophone project, and the disc we are listening to in its entirety is Abandon by The User, a duo from Montreal. Silo number 5 was completed in 4 stages, 1906, 1913, 1924, and 1958. Construction was begun by the Grand Trunk Railway in 1903. In the late 19th century and for several decades thereafter, grain was the main export product transiting through the port of Montreal. Competition from U.S. ports was strong, so the decision was made to equip Montreal's with grain elevators, making it the world's leading grain port by 1928. Silo number 5 is the only extant example of the evolution of grain elevators in the 20th century. With the demolition of silos number 1 and 2, it is now, along with the old port's conveyor pier tower, the last vestige of old Montreal's 20th century harbor panorama. Its heritage value has been recognized by the Federal Heritage Buildings Review Office. The silo, now owned by the Canada Lands Corporation, has stood abandoned since 1996 and is suffering from a lack of maintenance and zero public access. Heritage Montreal has been invited to sit on the committee that will be involved in mapping out a master plan for the site, which Canada Lands hopes to make public by 2017. This was information from Memento, a sub-site of Héritage Montréal, together for the protection of the metropolitan heritage. If you find yourself also on fonderiedarling.org/silophone, there's a whole bunch of information about dates and times from some of the concerts that occurred around the world as well as inside the silophone. At silo number 5,